Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, born Ibrahim Awad, leader of Islamic State, blew himself up on October 26, aged 48.
No one paid particular attention to the boy who haunted his local mosque in Samarra, 60 miles north of Baghdad, and Ibrahim Awad never said much to them. When he did, he mumbled, being shy. His father taught Quranic chant there, so in his spare time, Ibrahim would do the same, unobserved in some corner, muttering over the holy book. When it came to singing out, though, he would suddenly find his voice, making the words ring through the building. They noticed him then. In much the same way, over the years, he worked unobtrusively towards leadership of the world's most feared terrorist group, Islamic State, towards control of an area covering 34,000 square miles and command over bloody and random attacks as far afield as Paris, Sri Lanka, Florida, and Manchester. He moved from one jihadist outfit to another invisibly and with discipline. Although his head was full of lions, unsheathed swords, and infidels dying in their own blood, he did not fight. He behaved like a secretary, serving the tea at meetings and fading into the background. One of his aliases was the Ghost. When he was not driving by night to meet jihadists, he was finishing his doctoral thesis on medieval Quranic recitation. But in June 2014, in the pulpit of the Grand Mosque in Mosul, the city his forces had easily overrun only days before, he once more found his voice.